Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, I do will it, be made clean. It happens to each and every one of us, and the best of us. Usually it happens in childhood or late adulthood. Getting sick, I mean. Perhaps on this rainy and muggy weekend, perhaps some of us are not feeling well today. Whenever and however it happens, the feeling of being sick is often a common yet often unhappy experience. And how good it is to feel better, to be cured. The chills of winter and the overall inclement weather these days serve to increase and intensify the risk and realities of sickness. The present flu pandemic heightens our awareness of the prevalence of illness. The Catholic religious writer Anthony Padovano once wrote, quote, no creature on the planet needs to be healed so deeply, so often, and in so many different ways than we human beings. How appropriate then on this day when the Catholic Church around the world designates a focus on sickness, on this World Day of the Sick, we hear readings directing us to a disease, a rare disease, known and treated today as Hansen's disease, leprosy. But in Jesus's time, it was something very radically different. It was a dreadful disease. It is defined medically as an infectious disease of the skin, nervous system, and mucous membranes that is caused by the bacteria, Mycobacterium leprae. Leprosy is transmitted via person-to-person contact. And for thousands of years, leprosy was one of the world's most dreaded and feared communicable diseases because of the nerve and skin damage, often led to terrible disfigurement and disability. Fortunately, today leprosy, or Hansen's disease, can be cured, particularly if treatment is begun early and surgery can be performed to reconstruct the limbs and faces. That's today. But in Jesus' day, it was more than a disease. It was a curse. For the ancients believed that the person had done something evil to have developed this disease, and so would ostracize the person. Notice again what the first reading from Leviticus states about what to do with lepers. Quote, the one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is in fact unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. So not only did these poor human beings as lepers suffer from a disease that would eventually kill them, but they were to tear their garments, not allowed anything to be worn on their heads, and were to cry out unclean anytime they approached healthy people. Notice the sense of being cursed and shamed and ostracized. What did these human beings suffer so tremendously? It was not their fault. And in some ways, however, we cannot blame the ancients since it was contagious. Ancient peoples did not want to contract the disease. One author likens people with leprosy to being like living corpses. If such a person were cured, it would be like a resurrection, since it brought the person back into the community's social and religious life. And so when we hear a gospel such as today, we are invited to recognize that more is going on than just a physical healing. In a real sense, Jesus is bringing the man back to life. Notice how Mark paints the scene. When the leper approaches, Mark has Jesus saying he was moved with pity for the man. Now, in the original Greek, the word splenizomai suggests a deep inner groaning. It describes a very physical, gut-wrenching experience that Jesus was experiencing. He didn't just feel sad for the man's condition. He felt deep down empathy in his gut and was resolved to do something. Another key word that is lost in translation. When Mark describes Jesus' healing, the man, he uses the word empreprimenos. It literally means a snorting, an anger. The anger wasn't directed at the leper, but at the disabilitating disease and in their belief towards the demon that had control over the man. Jesus was angry at the evil that was doing this to a fellow human being. And so, in fact, the disease of leprosy, Jesus is moved by compassion as well as anger. And his response is to reach out and touch. Touch the leper. Touch the sores, the skin. Jesus' compassion for the man and anger at evil was so great that he crossed a social boundary and a psychological one to boot for the sake of healing this man. My brothers and sisters, this action on the part of Jesus represents one of the great principles of our faith. The God of the incarnation, flesh to flesh. We are invited to believe in a God who is not only compassionate in the face of disease, but also angry in the face of evil. As in the case of raising Lazarus, similar words are used. Jesus was angry at death, at the evil that causes human death. The life that Jesus gives the leper is just not a physical life. It's a spiritual one, and not just for the leper, or if you will, for the lepers in all of us. We, too, are invited to be touched and healed. Some of you may have heard of the late 19th century saint, St. Damien the Leper, who served the leper colony on the island of Molokai in Hawaii. In the late 19th century, Father Damien cared for the patients himself, established leadership within the community to build houses, schools, hospitals, roads, and churches. He dressed the residents' ulcers, built a reservoir, made coffins, dug graves, shared pipes, shared their food, and provided medical and emotional support. He was a Christ figure for them. After 11 years caring for the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of those in the leper colony, Father Damien himself realized that he had also contracted leprosy. And how did he address that one day at a mass? He proclaimed himself, "Fellow lepers." Powerful phrase, fellow lepers, that reached down through the ages into our own day. In a certain sense, are we not all lepers in need of healing, physical, emotional, and spiritual? As I mentioned today, it is the World Day of the Sick. In his message produced today, Pope Francis wrote, "The image of the church is a field hospital that welcomes all those wounded by life in a very concrete reality. For in some parts of the world, missionary and diocesan hospitals are the only institution providing necessary care for a population." What the Pope is making us aware on this World Day of the Sick is that we're all connected, that we're all in our own way, have a sickness, but that we're all called, like Father Damien, to reach out and serve, to touch the sick among us. Certainly, in the sacrament of the sick, the Church asks us to touch the sick in appropriate ways. The priests, we anoint holy oil on the forehead and on the hands as a way of connecting the person to a larger community, not ostracizing that, but in particularly welcome them. And so today's readings of disease and healing, of compassion, of love, may also prepare us for Ash Wednesday, which also happens to be Valentine's Day. If you will, death and love, romantic love, come together. Valentine's Day can be a day where we recognize not just romantic love, but coming on Ash Wednesday is to recognize the love that is beyond death. Perhaps we might think of Ash Wednesday as God's way of romanticizing love, For God's passionate, romantic love touches us in a committed and compassionate love for all creatures. The real love of compassion and commitment in the face of disease and even death is what deep and true love is about. Lent is that time when we can journey in love with Christ beyond death. It is God's way, if you will, of romanticizing our human souls. Where our imaginations in love and death bring us this Lent, we are invited to believe that in the face of our final illness, death and death, Jesus will say to each one of us, "I will do it. Be made clean."